broadcasting live from San Francisco, California, USA, Earth, to all points north, south, east, west, and beyond. It's Key Radio.
Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to my show, Baba G the Caveman. Happy Laughter Day. My spiritual seat of comedy on King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Baba G, spiritual advisor on King, and your host for today's program. And Dr. Omar here also as my co-host.
And welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Dr. Omar. And if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on King, go to king.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes for $1.99 per minute and other offers as well as it comes on, and you've got to check and keep in touch. And so you got laughter? Remember to laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my Sunday showtime. And we both are honored and happy to guide you and serve you, love one another, and take care of each other, and share freely and totally. No fear, when Babaji is here, we kick your crutches. So that's awesome. All right, so now we're just going to take some caller in order to receive. Okay, and all right, you are on air. Hello, hello. Yes.
Hello.
Go ahead and give me your name, please, and where you're calling from for the audience.
Tasha
Thank
from
you.
California.
Hello, Tasha, Kelly, Tasha. Go ahead and ask me your question. Welcome.
My usual question regarding relationship.
Yes. What is it?
Where you see progress into?
I see that your relationship been stagnant up until like a few days ago, a couple of days ago. But from now onwards, it's going to be opening up for you for the rest of the year. But in this spring and summer season, love is in the air for you, so you got to focus on that and be positive and attract the opposite. you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There is some nice and throw out your laughter and smile, and guys like a smiley girl. And be a little funny, and you attract the right man who is going to be your soulmate. And you're going to have a good relationship, and this relationship can be potentially also a longer time relationship than other relationships that you ever had, because you are much more mature, and everything is going to be all right. So thank you so much for your three questions, and you have a great day, all right? Thank you.
Okay.
Good night. All right. So, next person in line, please. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You are on air. Yes, your name and where you're calling from. Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Katie. Katie, New York. New York pizza. Go ahead. Ask your question, darling. Thank you.
I'm interested in meeting my soulmate and getting married and things like that. I just want to know, what are you picking up around that?
Yes. You have been... you actually meet your soulmate during the latter part of the summer. But
you said I met him? I will meet him.
You're also going to meet two other people in the spring, summer, before you meet your soulmate, so you can open yourself up with both of them, try them, and keep friendship with them. But towards late summer, you're going to meet your actual soulmate that you're going to have, like you live under the same roof. So mind that. Yes, he's going to be a wonderful guy. He's going to be a bit taller than you, and just not that many years apart from you, but like maybe seven to 8 years younger than older than you. And he's going to be wonderful. He has his own money, car, and house, and everything. And he's uh-huh. going to treat you like a princess. Yes. And so you're going to happy with this one. Yes. But other relationships you had in the past, uh-huh. they mm-hmm. gave you a bit of fright, and you were not happy with them, and they betrayed you in some form and
yes.
shape. And so you, mm-hmm. you have a bit of pain in your heart and your mind. Mm-hmm. You need to not be stubborn about it and just let it go. The sooner you let go of the past, the sooner mm-hmm. you're welcoming these energies that are awaiting you in the spring and summer of love. That's the tip
I do
okay.
a lot of forgiveness work. Yeah, I do a lot of forgiveness work, so I figured
okay.
I that, did that.
That's right. You gotta
I
let
do.
It go. Let it go, let it be, let it go.
Let me,
let it
can I ask
and
you?
And then you will be much, feeling much happier, okay? So thank you
yes. can I,
so much for
can
your
I just ask you,
one,
is that
3 minutes.
Going, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Am I going to meet it like, where
thank
I'm at?
Thank you so much. You can, yes, you can, yes.
Okay.
You can call
okay.
me on team for in-depth details in regards to anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
you're always
you.
Welcome to
thank
call
you.
Back. Listen, thank you.
You.
Next person in line. Yes. Yes. Hello. 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 You are on air. Yes, yes, yes. You are on air. Go ahead.
It's Adriana.
Adriana,
hello?
Yes, California, from California, girl. Yes, Adriana Princess. Go ahead, darling.
Yeah. Well, you know, based on the frustration about this outcome with the sale there, you know, I was counting on that.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Do you think that I have more frustrations like that coming up, or this is the last one of my life? Because this is very frustrating.
Right. The answer, very short and sweet, is that it was not your fault. It is in your destiny to get rid of that house. It's just that your sister is being greedy, and I hope she's listening to my radio show. She needs to be kind to herself and to you and let go. But you can, at this point, you tried your best. You were going to give her even 7% of the sale of the house. And she's playing games. So she is making her choice. So you have to free yourself to court. And actually, you would be getting more money by sale of the house, and you get your share through the court, and she gets less, and so that's the destiny of this house. And actually, you will not have to go through that much misery as you were going to just sell a house, and through this buyer, she would have made you even more miserable. So it is a good thing, actually, that this buyer went to somewhere else and buying something else, because was smelling trouble from your sister. So it's better that, you know, she doesn't get the best of you by giving her 7%, and then she would be greedy to ask even for more and more, and you hold the money and all that games, you're not interested. So go through the attorney and as a court, and they will simplify everything and you'll be free. And thank you so much for your free questions, and we love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome, Adriana. Thank you. Good night. And next person in line, please. Yes. Hello, hello. Yes, you are in line. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. You're on air. Mm-hmm. You're go ahead. You're on air.
Hi.
You're
hello.
On air. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
Hi.
Your name?
Hi, Babaji.
For the audience?
This is
Hi, Sabi. How are you?
Go
ahead. Sabi is from Maryland.
From Washington, D.C.
Yes, everybody. Maryland, Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Ask me a question quickly. Thank you, darling.
I wanted to ask about work. I've been applying for jobs, and I'm really hoping for something with more money and a position that will allow me to work remotely.
Yes. Sometime in month of May, early on in May, you're going to start this new job.
Okay.
But in April, this whole process of finding it, interview, and all that is going to go on. But sometime in April, they will be notifying you as to when exactly you're going to be starting your job. All right?
Okay.
Don't worry. Project positivity and give a lot of laughter, and everything's going to be all right. Okay?
Move it off.
Already. Yes. No worries. Yes. It's going to be okay. But meanwhile, you're going to get a temporary job as well. Don't worry. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Call me on Keen. I can have give you more in-depth detail reading.
Okay.
All right, sweetie? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Blessings. Good night.
Yes.
Next person in line, please. Yes. Hello, hello.
Hi. Hi, Babaji.
Hello.
Hi, Babaji. This is Aisha Shafiq.
Yes.
Babaji,
yes,
I have a question.
Aisha. Yes.
Yes. Go ahead. Okay, so yesterday I spoke with Abdul, and we were talking on the phone for almost an hour. And, you know, you were right, because he said a lot to me about his feelings and everything. And my question is, like, he told me he's going to his country for, like, 2 weeks. Do you think when he comes back that we'll meet, or do you think that we will meet? Because he said he's really busy this week because he's leaving next Friday. So do you see us meeting like before he leaves or after?
You're going to meet before, very short, but when he comes back, you meet for longer time. Thank you so much, everybody. And we are out of time.
Okay.
I have another caller to take. And hello, hello. We have just 30
Baba
seconds.
G, it's
go
Barbara.
Ahead. Yes, Baba G, how are you, darling? Go ahead. Ask your question.
I'm wonderful. Yes. Really quick. I just been stuck a lot lately, and now that retrograde's over, do you see it relieving here soon?
Yes. Actually, you are going to be getting more success in interactions with people, as well as interviews, as well as job and everything. No worries, darling. Everything is going to be all right. Now we are
all
out
right.
of time. We love you, everybody.
We
and
love you, guys.
Everyone, wish you all the best. And remember to laugh more.
Yeah.